Bienvenidos. Brother AJ is going to pray and then we're going to get started. Hermano AJ va a orar y va a empezar. Vamos a empezar.
Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you once again to come together. Father, we are in wonder of you and your goodness. Father, you are always ready to forgive and show mercy. Father, though you set before us holiness, and we are full of sinfulness and selfishness and pride, Lord, though you set your law up against us, it is only because of your goodness to bring us into truth, to bring us into light, to bring us to repentance, where we can know the sweetness of your presence with us. And Father, you've promised as we meet together as the church that you are here with us, that the Spirit of Christ is here with us in our midst. We thank you for that. What a privilege it is this morning. And so we come, Father, rejoicing. We come with gladness to open your word up together. So, Father, we ask that you would teach us through it. Open your word up to us this morning. Open Hebrews up to us. Cut to our heart and give us what we need. We know that you will, Father. Those that are not here this morning, we pray, Lord, that if they're able and they're just did not make provisions to come, that you would convict. Father, those that are sick, we ask that you would heal and strengthen. Father, be with your church from one end of this globe to the other. We worship you today. May we do it in spirit and truth, trusting in you to meet with us, to feed us, again, to give us what we need, which is you. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn over to Genesis 42.
Mira Genesis 42.
Can you translate that? Sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just really struggling with this.
Lo siento, estoy luchando con esto.
It won't let go.
No me suelta.
So last week we began looking at this account with Joseph and his brothers.
La semana pasada empezamos a ver este recuento de José y sus hermanos.
We know from having already read through the account.
Sabemos habiendo leído el recuento.
That God in his providence is bringing Jacob and his sons to be incubated in Egypt.
Que Dios en su gran providencia está trayendo a José y sus hermanos a ser incubados en Egipto.
God is taking care of his covenant people.
Dios está cuidando su gente de pacto.
He's giving them what they need.
Está dándoles lo que necesitan.
As he always does.
Como él siempre lo hace.
And in the case of Jacob's sons.
En la caso de los hijos de Jacob.
What they need is repentance.
Lo que necesitan es arrepentimiento.
They sold their brother.
Vendieron su hermano.
And so we looked at this last week.
Entonces vemos esta semana pasada.
And we saw that the first thing.
Y vemos la primera cosa.
That God uses.
Que Dios usa.
Is the very place that they sold their brother to.
Es el mero lugar donde ellos vendieron su hermano.
Is where they have to go.
Es donde tienen que ir.
Egypt.
Egipto.
I don't want to think about Egypt.
No quiero pensar de Egipto.
But their father scolds them.
Pero su padre los regaña.
Go to Egypt.
Vaya a Egipto.
And so they're going to Egypt.
Entonces van a Egipto.
Knowing that their brother was sold into this place.
Sabiendo que su hermano fue vendido a este lugar.
So let's pick up where we left off.
Vamos a tomar donde dejamos.
Verses 3 through 9, or the beginning of verse 9.
Versículo 3 al principio de versículo 9.
And Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy corn in Egypt. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob sent not with his brethren. For he said, lest peradventure mischief would befall him. The sons of Israel came to buy corn among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. And Joseph was the governor over the land, and he it was that sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brethren came and bow down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but made himself strange unto them, and spake roughly unto them. And he said unto them, Whence come ye? And they said, From the land of Canaan, to buy food. And Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew not him.
Dice, empezando en versículo 3 de capítulo 42 de Génesis. Y descendieron los 10 hermanos de José a comprar trigo en Egipto. Mas Jacob no envió a Benjamín, porque hermano de José, con sus hermanos, porque dijo, no sea que le acontezca algún desastre. Vinieron los hijos de Israel a comprar entre los que venían, porque había hambre en la tierra de Canaán. Y José era el señor de la tierra, quien le vendía a todo el pueblo de la tierra. Llegaron los hermanos de José y se inclinaron a él rostro a la tierra. Y José, cuando vio a sus hermanos, los conoció, mas hizo como que no los conocía, y les habló ásperamente, y les dijo, ¿De dónde habéis venido? Ellos respondieron, de la tierra de Canaán, para comprar alimentos. José, pues, conoció a sus hermanos, pero ellos no le conocieron.
So they come to Egypt without Benjamin.
Vienen a Egipto sin Benjamín.
Now remember, Joseph has been placed in charge by Pharaoh.
Recuerdas, José está encargado por Faraón.
Because of his wisdom.
Por su sabiduría.
Because he revealed, or God revealed through Joseph what was going to happen.
Porque Dios reveló a través de José lo que iba a pasar.
So for more than 7 years now, Joseph has been governor in the land.
Por más de 7 años aquí, José es gobernador en la tierra.
He's the one who stored all the grain.
Él es quien guardó toda la cosecha.
He's managed this whole situation.
Él ha manejado toda esta situación.
With great wisdom.
Con gran sabiduría.
And he doesn't hand this work off to someone else.
Y no encarga este trabajo a alguien más.
Joseph is the man.
José es el hombre.
Everybody who comes to Egypt to buy food.
Todo lo que viene a Egipto para comprar comida.
You need to see. God speaks and lives.
Tienes que ver, Dios habla y vive.
You need to see this man to buy food.
Necesitas ver a este hombre para comprar trigo.
And so his brothers come to Egypt.
Entonces sus hermanos llegan a Egipto.
Probably not wanting to look around.
Probablemente no queriendo mirar.
For fear of seeing their brother.
Por el temor de ver a su hermano.
A slave.
Esclavo.
They come into the courts.
Llegan a juicio.
Of this Egyptian ruler.
De este reino Egipto.
You can't go through anyone else.
No puedes ir a otra persona.
If you want food,
si quieres comida,
you gotta go to him.
Tienes que ir a él.
And so they go.
Vayan.
And they bow.
Y inclinan.
Faces to the ground.
Rostro a la tierra.
We're not even going to look at this guy.
Ni vamos a verlo.
Because we need food.
Porque necesitamos comida.
Joseph, we're told.
José nos dice.
Recognizes them.
Reconoce a ellos.
Immediately.
Inmediatamente.
Like, and I don't know, maybe they don't look at him because, you know, you didn't look at a king or a ruler face to face.
No sé, porque en este tiempo no miras un rey o un emperador cara a cara. Tal vez ellos no miraban a él.
We'll find out later that Joseph is speaking in Egyptian language.
Vamos a encontrarnos después que José está hablando en el idioma de Egipto.
And so there's an interpreter.
Entonces hay un interpretador.
We know what that's like.
Sabemos cómo es eso.
Many of us don't understand Spanish.
Muchos de nosotros no entendemos español.
I think most of our Spanish speakers probably understand me pretty good.
Pienso que la mayoría que hablan español me entienden muy bien.
Maybe.
Tal vez.
Unless I try to speak Spanish.
Sí, lo menos que no trato de hablar español.
Then my made-up words that I say.
Entonces mis palabras inventadas que digo.
They look at me like, huh?
Me miran como, ¿ah?
What?
¿Qué?
You don't understand that word?
¿No entiendes esta palabra?
I made it up. I thought it was...
Lo inventé.
It'd be a good Spanish word.
Parecía buena palabra en español.
And Yvonne shakes her finger.
Yvonne me hace el dedo.
No, no, no.
No.
That is not Spanish.
No es español.
And Desiree sends me a text message.
Desiree me manda un mensaje.
We know what an interpreter is.
Sabemos que es un interpretador.
Now they don't have a clue what they're saying.
No tiene idea de lo que están diciendo.
They probably didn't lift their eyes to this man.
Probablemente no alzaron sus ojos a ese hombre.
And they don't recognize the language.
No reconocen el idioma.
And Joseph's grown up.
Y José ha crecido.
He's over 30 years old.
Más de 30 años.
Probably 37 to 40 years old.
Tal vez 37 a 40 años.
They don't know him.
No lo conocen.
Joseph knows them.
José los conoce.
And he doesn't make himself known.
Y no lo revela quién es.
Now again, I mentioned this last week.
You mentioned esta semana pasada.
A lot of commentaries will sort of accuse Joseph here.
Muchos comentarios acusan a José aquí.
He's caught off guard.
Está como...
Surprise?
No sé otra palabra para decir, pero sacada de onda.
All of a sudden,
como que está en shock.
He's managing the food situation.
Está manejando la situación de comida.
He's sitting as a judge, all these people coming to him.
Está sentado como juez, toda la gente viniendo a él.
And he sees his brothers.
Y ve a sus hermanos.
He is caught by surprise.
Está sorprendido.
But I don't think he's harsh with them. Because he's angry with them.
Pero no creo que es franco con ellos porque está enojado con ellos.
And we'll see this in the text later.
Vamos a ver esto en el texto después.
Joseph speaks roughly to them.
José habló francamente con ellos.
He speaks in Egyptian through an interpreter.
Habla en egipcio a través de un interpretador.
He doesn't make himself known to them yet.
Y no lo revela quién es todavía.
He's figuring this out.
Está tratando de resolver eso.
And look at verse 9.
Y mira versículo 9.
And Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them.
Dice, versículo 9. Entonces se acordó José de los sueños que había tenido acerca de ellos.
Think of what's going on in Joseph's heart.
Piensa lo que está pasando en el corazón de José.
I mean, he sees his brothers.
Él ve sus hermanos.
He longs to see his brothers.
Él anhela ver sus hermanos.
His heart is probably joyed over this.
Su corazón está con gozo sobre eso.
I'm not going to say probably.
Yo no voy a decir probablemente.
We're going to see in the text.
Vamos a ver en el texto.
He's overwhelmed with emotion.
Está sobregirado de emoción.
He's thrilled to see his brothers.
Está emocionado a ver sus hermanos.
He wants to know if his father is alive.
Quiere saber si su padre sigue vivo.
Where's Benjamin?
¿Dónde está Benjamín?
Is everything okay with Benjamin?
¿Todo está bien con Benjamín?
He remembers.
Y él recuerda.
His brothers are there.
Sus hermanos están ahí.
And they're laying on the ground before him with their face to the ground.
Están inclinados a la tierra con su rostro a la tierra.
And he remembers his dream.
Y él recuerda su sueño.
He remembers that they, the stars, all bowed down to him.
Él recuerda que todos los estrellas hincaron a él.
The sun and the moon bow down to him.
La sol y la luna hincaron a él.
His sheath of his pile of wheat,
su cosa de trigo,
and all of their piles of grain that they've picked,
y todos sus bonches de trigo que han recogido,
they all bow down to him.
Todos están hincándose a él.
He remembers this.
Y él recuerda esto.
It's exactly what God showed.
Es exactamente lo que Dios mostró.
It's finally come to fruition.
Al fin ha llegado a ser.
Joseph's got to be overwhelmed.
José tiene que ser sobregirado.
And so here's what happens.
Entonces, esto es lo que pasa.
As God uses Joseph,
mientras Dios usa Jacob,
to deal with his brothers,
a tratar José, Joseph, not Jacob, a tratar con sus hermanos.
As Joseph uses, as God uses Joseph to bring them to repentance.
Mientras Dios usa José a traerlos al arrepentimiento.
Now, last week we mentioned Egypt is brought to their memory their sin.
La semana pasada dijimos que Egipto trae a la memoria su pecado.
Now, for time's sake, let me just replay what happened to Joseph.
Por causa del tiempo, déjame redecir lo que pasó a José.
He goes to his brothers in the field.
Él va a sus hermanos en el campo.
And remember the account.
Y recuerdas el recuento.
Joseph, the tattletale.
José, el que cuenta todo.
The one who comes to see what we're doing.
El quien vino para ver qué estamos haciendo.
And goes back to report to daddy.
Y regresa a reportar a papá.
Everything wrong that we do.
Todo mal que hicimos.
All the bad things we do.
Todas las cosas malas que hacemos.
He's come to spy on us.
He llegado a espiar sobre nosotros.
With his beautiful coat.
Con su traje bonito.
He thinks he's better than us.
Él piensa que es mejor que nosotros.
And they cast him into a pit.
Y lo tiran en un hoyo.
Look what Joseph says, the first thing he says to them.
Mira la primera cosa que José dice a ellos.
Here in verse 9.
En versículo 9.
In the second part it says, and said, Joseph sees them, he remembers the dream, and said unto them, you are spies, to see the nakedness of the land you are come.
Dice, entonces se acordó José de los sueños que había tenido cerca de ellos. Y les dijo, la primera cosa que dijo, espías sois, por ver lo descubierto del país habéis venido.
You've come to spy.
Has venido a espiar.
And go and report back to your father.
Y a regresar a reportar a tu padre.
Now he doesn't say to his father.
Él no dice a su padre.
But just he accuses him of being an enemy.
Pero lo acuso a ser enemigo.
That comes to check things out.
Que vino a investigar las cosas.
To see how destitute the land is.
Para ver qué tan destituido es la tierra.
Maybe because of this terrible famine.
Tal vez por esta hambre terrible.
They will try to attack Egypt and take the food.
Van a tratar de atacar a Egipto y llevar la comida.
We just came to buy food.
Solo venimos a comprar comida.
So let's read the account.
Leemos el recuento.
And they said unto him, nay, my lord, but to buy food are thy servants come. We are all one man's sons. We are true men. Thy servants are not spies.
Y ellos respondieron, no, señor nuestro, sino que tus siervos han venido a comprar alimentos. Todos nosotros somos hijos de un varón. Somos hombres honrados, tus siervos nunca fueron espías.
You've come to spy and give a report.
Has venido a espiar, a dar un reporte.
No.
No.
We just want to buy food.
Solo queremos comprar comida.
We're not a clansman from a clan that wants to attack.
No somos de un grupo que quiera atacar.
We're brothers.
Somos hermanos.
We're from a family.
Somos de una familia.
We just need food.
Solo necesitamos comida.
Second time.
La segunda vez.
Verse 12, Joseph says.
Versículo 12, José dice.
And he said unto them, nay, but to see the nakedness of the land you are come. And they said, thy servants are 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not.
Y dice, pero José les dijo, no, para ver lo descubierto del país habéis venido. Y ellos respondieron, tus siervos somos 12 hermanos, hijos de un varón en la tierra de Canaán. He aquí, el menor está hoy con nuestro padre, y otro no parece. Y José les dijo,
So think of what's going on in Joseph's mind.
Piensa lo que está pasando en la mente de José.
And in his brother's mind.
Y en la mente de sus hermanos.
They're desperately trying to say, please, no, don't do this.
Están desesperadamente tratando de decir, no, no haces eso.
I mean, if this man says we're spies.
Si este hombre dice que somos espías.
We're dead men.
Estamos muertos.
We're not going back home.
Ya no vamos a regresar a casa.
Daddy and Benjamin are going to starve to death.
Papá y Benjamín van a morir de hambre.
And we're going to die here.
Y vamos a morir aquí en Egipto.
In Joseph's mind and heart.
En la mente de el corazón de José.
He hears them telling the truth.
Él escucha ellos diciendo la verdad.
In their humility.
En su humildad.
What's replaying before them?
Lo que está reponiendo en frente de ellos.
Is exactly what they did to Joseph.
Es exactamente lo que hicieron a José.
You've come to spy and tattle.
Has venido a espiar y contar a todo.
Imagine Joseph's pleading.
Imagínate las rogaciones de José.
When they threw him into the pit.
Cuando lo tiraron al hoyo.
And they said, "Let's kill him."
Y dijeron, "Vamos a matarlo."
Joseph thinks he's going to die.
José cree que va a morir.
And he's crying out to his brothers.
Está clamando a sus hermanos.
He's crying out to God.
Está clamando a Dios.
And saying, "God, you said, you promised something else."
Diciendo, Dios, tú prometiste algo más.
Think of his brothers here.
Piensa de sus hermanos aquí.
They gotta be remembering this.
Tienen que estar recordando esto.
It's already on their mind.
Ya está en sus mentes.
We're in Egypt.
Estamos en Egipto.
Joseph is on their mind.
José está en su mente.
And here they are now in the position that they put their brother in.
Ahora aquí están en la posición que ellos metieron su hermano.
Verse 15.
Versículo 15.
Joseph says, "Hereby you shall be proved then."
José.
"By the life of Pharaoh, you shall not go forth from here, except your youngest brother come hither. Send one of you, and let him fetch your brother, and you shall be kept in prison, that your words may be proved, whether there be any truth in you. Or else, by the life of Pharaoh, surely you are spies."
Dice versículo 15. You want to keep going?
Verse 17, "And he put them all together into ward for 3 days. And Joseph said unto them the third day, This do and live, for I fear God."
Dice versículo 15, "En esto seréis probados. Vive Faraón, que no saldréis de aquí, sino cuando vuestro hermano menor viniere aquí. Enviad a uno de vosotros y traigan a vuestro hermano, y vosotros quedad presos, y vuestras palabras serán probados si hay verdad en vosotros. Y si no vive Faraón, que sois espías." Entonces los puso juntos en la cárcel por 3 días, y al tercer día les dijo José, "Haced esto y vivid. Yo temo a Dios."
Think about it.
Piénsalo.
You have a question?
I have a question. I heard somebody recently, they said something about also Joseph maybe testing them to see if they had done this, the little brother's faith to Joseph.
I can't speak to that.
There's no evidence.
There's no evidence of that? Again, the perspective we're taking is that God is using the circumstance and Joseph to bring them to a place of repentance.
El perspectivo que estamos tomando es que Dios está usando las circunstancias y la situación a traer a los hermanos al arrepentimiento.
4 times in this text that we read.
4 veces en este texto que leemos.
Verse 9. You are spies.
Eres espías.
Verse 12.
Versículo 12.
You've come to spy out the land.
Has venido a espiar.
Verse 14.
Versículo 14.
You're spies.
Eres espías.
Verse 16.
Versículo 16.
You're spies.
Eres espías.
By the life of Pharaoh.
Por la vida de Faraón.
You will be proved.
Vas a ser probados.
And then he puts them in prison.
Y los pone en la cárcel.
What's playing out to them?
Lo que está mostrando a ellos.
Their brothers remembering.
Son hermanos recordando.
In God in this providence.
Dios en su providencia.
Where they are under this man's authority.
Están abajo de esta autoridad de ese hombre.
Whatever he says goes.
Lo que él dice vaya.
And they can't prove him to him the truth.
Y no pueden probar a él la verdad.
They can't plead with him to get out of this.
No pueden rogarle para que sale.
Everything they say.
Cada cosa que dicen.
He says, "No, you're spies."
Él dice, "No, eres espías."
"No, you're spies."
"No, eres espías."
"Surely you're spies."
"Seguro eres espías."
"Into prison you go."
En la cárcel vayas.
In this replay of their very sin.
En esta como una película en vista de su pecado.
It's though as we've fallen into this sin.
Es como hemos caído a este pecado.
And God providentially.
Y Dios en su providencia.
plays it before us.
Lo pone enfrente de nosotros.
Over and over.
Vez tras vez.
There's no escape.
No hay escape.
We swept it under the rug.
Lo metimos abajo del tapete.
Let's just go on and forget about it.
Solo seguimos y olvidamos.
No.
No.
Because your conscience is not clear with God.
Porque tu conciencia no está bien con Dios.
It must be brought out.
Tiene que ser traído.
And so God flashes it in bright neon lights.
Entonces Dios lo pone en luces brillantes.
These men are then put in prison.
Y estos hombres están metidos a la cárcel.
The very thing that they did to Joseph.
La mera cosa que hicieron a José.
They bound him and sold him.
Lo ataron a él y lo vendieron a él.
And for years,
y por años,
Joseph is in bonds.
José está encarcelado.
He says for them 3 days.
Él dice por ellos 3 días.
What do you think they're thinking about for 3 days?
¿Qué crees que están pensando en 3 días?
Verse 17.
Versículo 17.
And he put them all together into ward 3 days. And Joseph said unto them the third day, this do and live, for I fear God. If you be true men, let one of your brethren be bound in the house of your prison. Go ye, carry corn for the famine to your houses. But bring your youngest brother unto me, so shall your words be verified, and you shall not die. And they did so.
En versículo 17, entonces los puso juntos en la cárcel por 3 días. El tercer día les dijo José, haced eso y vivir. Yo temo a Dios. Si sois hombres honrados, quede preso en la casa de vuestra cárcel uno de vuestros hermanos. Y vosotros id y llevad el alimento para el hambre de vuestra casa. Pero traeréis a vuestro hermano menor y serán verificados vuestras palabras y no moriréis. Y ellos lo hicieron así.
I want you to recognize something here.
Quiero que reconozcan algo así.
Yes, Joseph is treating them roughly.
Sí, José está tratándolos francamente.
But God is using this.
Pero Dios está usando esto.
To break their heart.
Para romper sus corazones.
To bring them to an end of themselves.
A traerlos a un fin de sí mismos.
Now, we think of how God does this with us.
Pensamos de cómo Dios hace esto con nosotros.
How the Father lovingly chastens us.
Como el Padre en su amor nos reprende.
We see even in things that will leave scars.
Vemos aún en cosas que nos deja marcados.
Things that will wound us.
Cosas que nos herida.
Things
nos
that
hiera.
Pain and grief.
Dolor y tristeza.
But he only does what's required.
Pero solo hace lo que es requerido.
To make us realize.
Para hacernos reconocer.
Come face to face with what we've done.
Ven cara a cara con lo que hacemos.
Confront it.
Confrontalo.
Confront the sin.
Confronta el pecado.
And confess it.
Y confesarlo.
It's boiling up in them.
Está subiendo en ellos.
Look at verse 21.
Mira versículo 21.
All of these circumstances.
Todas esas circunstancias.
Before we look to verse 21,
antes que miramos versículo 21,
we get to the point I was trying to make.
Llegamos al punto que quería hacer.
In the midst of all this harsh treatment,
en medio de todo ese tratamiento franco,
and prison,
en cárcel,
we see grace.
Vemos gracia.
Prove yourself.
Pruebas. Prueba tú mismo.
This ruler,
este reino,
accuses them of being spies.
Lo acusa de ser espías.
They know all he has to do is give the command.
Ellos conocen que solo tiene que dar el mandamiento.
Take these men to the gallows.
Toma a estos hombres para colgarlos.
There's not enough food for suspicious.
No hay suficiente comida para los sospechosos.
To la basura.
To the trash.
He doesn't do that.
No hace eso.
He lets them stew in prison for 3 days.
Los deja en la cárcel 3 días.
And then he brings them out.
Y los trae.
Says, look, one of you will stay here bound.
Dice, uno de ustedes van a quedar aquí en cárcel.
Now, this is not harsh.
Este no es tan duro.
Now he says, the rest of you go home.
Ahora dice, el resto de ustedes vayan a casa.
Bring food.
Traes comida para tu casa.
For you and your family.
Para ti y tu familia.
Does that sound like a governor of a land?
¿Esto suena como un gobernante de la tierra?
Treating spies?
¿Tratando espías?
Go home and bring food.
Vaya a casa y traes y lleva comida.
And bring Benjamin to me.
Y traes Benjamín a mí.
Bring your youngest brother.
Traes tu joven, tu hermano joven.
And you'll live.
Y vas a vivir.
If you just do this thing, you'll live.
Si solo haces esto, vas a vivir.
You see a little bit of grace.
Ves un poco de gracia.
The Father is not out to destroy.
El Padre no está para destruir.
He just wants to bring us to a place of repentance.
Solo quiere traernos a un lugar de arrepentimiento.
What's going on in their hearts through all this?
¿Qué está pasando en sus corazones en todo esto?
Verse 21.
Versículo 21.
And they said to one another, "We are very guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us."
Y decían uno a otro, "Verdaderamente hemos pecado contra nuestro hermano, pues vimos la angustia de su alma cuando nos rogaba, y no le escuchamos. Por eso ha venido sobre nosotros esta angustia."
Their sin is known.
Su pecado es reconocido.
They can't hide it.
No pueden esconderlo.
They can't ignore it.
No pueden ignorarlo.
They can't act like it's not a big deal.
No pueden portar como no es algo grande.
By this one verse,
por este un versículo,
we know that all of these events,
sabemos que todos estos eventos,
all of Joseph's treatment towards them,
todo el tratamiento de José contra ellos,
has served one purpose,
lo ha servido un solo propósito,
to make their sin clear,
a hacer reconocido claramente su pecado,
and bring them to the place where they say it,
y traerlos a un lugar donde ellos dicen,
"We are guilty."
Somos culpables.
All of that hatred and hardness against Joseph.
Todo ese aborrecimiento y endurecimiento contra José.
And all these years wondering what happened to him.
Todos esos años pensando, ¿qué pasó con él?
Is he still in Egypt?
¿Está todavía en Egipto?
Did he die in Egypt?
¿Murió en Egipto?
Egypt, Egypt, Egypt.
Egipto, Egipto, Egipto.
Now they have to go to Egypt.
Ahora tiene que ir a Egipto.
Now they're being treated exactly how they treated him.
Ahora están tratados exactamente como ellos trataron a él.
They're pleading for their lives
están
to this governor.
Rogando sus vidas al gobernador.
And he won't hear them.
Y no lo escucha.
We're not spies, we're brothers.
No somos espías, somos hermanos.
You're spies.
Eres espías.
We're not spies, we just want some food.
No somos espías, solo queremos comida.
Look, we have another brother, but he didn't come because our father loves him.
Mire, tenemos otro hermano, pero no vino porque no ese padre lo ama.
You're spies.
Eres espías.
And all that time,
en todo ese tiempo,
this is happening to us.
Esto está pasando a nosotros.
Because we're guilty.
Porque somos culpables.
Do they come to repentance?
¿Viene al arrepentimiento?
Not yet.
No todavía.
Not yet.
No todavía.
Listen to Reuben.
Escucha a Reuben.
Reuben answers, saying, verse 22. "Spake I not unto you, saying, Do not sin against the child? And you would not hear. Therefore, behold, also his blood is required." And they knew, well, yeah, just verse 22.
Versículo 22. Entonces Rubén les respondió diciendo, "¿No os hablé yo y dije, no pecáis contra el joven, y no escuchasteis? He aquí también se nos demanda su sangre."
They all admit, "We're guilty."
Todos admiten, somos culpables.
"We did this against Joseph when we were wrong."
Hicimos esto contra José y ya estamos mal.
Not yet.
No todavía.
They start pointing the finger.
Ahora empiezan a poner el dedo.
Reuben speaks up.
Reuben habla.
"I told you we shouldn't have done this."
Les dije que no debemos hacer eso.
See, their sin is before them.
Ves, su pecado está enfrente de ellos.
Now they gotta go home.
Ahora tienen que ir a casa.
And tell their dad that he wants to see Benjamin.
A decir su papá que él quiere ver Benjamín.
They know what Jacob's response is gonna be.
Ellos saben cuál va a ser la respuesta de Jacob.
Jacob already told him, "You guys go, but Benjamin stays with me."
Jacob había dicho a ellos, "Ustedes vayan, pero Benjamín quiere conmigo."
I mean, there's no way out of this.
No hay una salida de eso.
And they start pointing fingers.
Y empiezan a apuntar dedo.
This is bad.
Esto es mal.
This is real.
Esto es muy mal.
What they don't see.
Lo que no ven.
They're in God's pressure cooker.
Están en la Oye la presión de Dios.
He's turned the heat.
Él ha subido la temperatura.
They're inside God's pressure cooker.
Están adentro la olla de presión de Dios.
Temperature is rising, the pressure is up.
La temperatura está subiendo, la presión está subiendo.
The feverish heat of the situation.
El calor de la situación.
They feel it.
Ellos lo sienten.
They know their sin.
O conocen su pecado.
It's coming to the top.
Viene hasta arriba.
They feel it.
Lo sienten.
They know it.
Lo conocen.
They know it was wrong.
Saben que estaba mal.
They're consumed with it.
Están consumidos de ella.
What they don't see,
lo que no ven,
outside of the cooker,
afuera de la olla,
that they're in,
que están adentro,
they're being crushed,
están siendo aplastados,
they're being cooked,
están siendo cocidos.
But look at what they don't see.
Pero mira lo que no ven.
Verse
23.
And they knew not that Joseph understood them, because he was speaking unto them by an interpreter.
Pero ellos no sabían que los entendía José, porque había intérprete entre ellos.
What we don't see,
lo que no vemos,
when God has us in His hands crushing us,
cuando Dios nos tiene en sus manos aplastándonos,
because of His love,
por su amor,
because of His grace,
por su gracia,
we feel it.
Lo sentimos.
Our sin is before us.
Nuestro pecado está delante de nosotros.
Our conscience is plagued.
Nuestra conciencia está acusándonos.
We try to soothe ourselves.
Tratamos a cuidar o confortar nosotros mismos.
With more pleasures.
Consolarnos con maybe, más placeres.
Maybe with more sin.
Tal vez con más pecado.
But the pressure.
Pero la presión.
The sin, it never leaves us.
El pecado nunca nos deja.
We know it's there.
Sabemos que está ahí.
But we don't realize.
Pero no nos damos cuenta.
Sometimes we forget.
A veces olvidamos.
God knows.
Dios sabe.
You can't hide it from Him.
No puedes esconderlo de Él.
He knows what you did.
Él sabe qué hiciste.
He knows why you did it.
Él sabe por qué hiciste.
And He sees all of it.
Él lo ve todo.
He knows that you're struggling with just, I want to forget about it.
Él sabe que estás luchando, solo quiero olvidarlo.
I want it to go away.
Quiero que se va.
He sees all the misery you're going through.
Él ve toda la miseria que estás pasando.
And He's crushing you.
Y Él está aplastándote.
The pressure He's applying.
La presión que Él está aplicando.
Versículo 24. And Joseph turned himself from them and wept. And returned to them again and communed with them and took from them Simeon and bound him before their eyes.
Y se apartó José de ellos y oró. Después volvió a ellos y les habló. Y tomó entre ellos a Simeón y lo aprisionó a vista de ellos.
You see the heart of a father.
Vemos el corazón de un padre.
Dealing with his children.
Tratando con sus hijos.
To bring them to himself in repentance.
Para traerlos a sí mismo en arrepentimiento.
The father crushes us.
El padre nos aplasta.
I remember when I was first converted.
Recuerdo cuando apenas fue convertido.
I was consumed with the sin that I had been living in.
Estaba consumido con el pecado donde estaba viviendo.
I recognized that it brought me to misery.
Reconocí que me traje a la miseria.
I recognized that it didn't fulfill.
Reconocí que no me completó.
And He had me in a place.
Y me tenía en un lugar.
Where I couldn't deny it.
Donde no podía negarlo.
I couldn't run from it.
No podía huir de ahí.
It was ever before me.
Era adelante de mí.
What I didn't see at that time.
Lo que no vi en ese tiempo.
Was that the Father.
Es que el Padre.
And I'm not going to suggest that the Father turns away from us.
Y no voy a sugerir que el Padre nos da la espada.
The point is we don't see His heart in it.
El punto es que no vemos su corazón en ellas a veces.
We're so self-consumed.
Somos tan consumidos con nosotros mismos.
That we don't see beyond our circumstances.
Que no miramos más allá que nuestras circunstancias.
Here Joseph is.
Aquí está José.
Putting the pressure on them.
Poniendo presión ahí.
By the hand of God.
Por la mano de Dios.
And he sees their anguish.
Y él ve su angustia.
And he weeps.
Y llora.
He hides it from them.
Él se esconde de ellos.
He's not angry with them.
No está enojado con ellos.
He's not doing this to get back at them.
No está haciendo esto para vengarse a ellos.
He's not manipulating them.
No está manipulando a ellos.
God's using him.
Dios está usándolo.
He's going to bring his family to him.
Va a traer a su familia a sí mismo.
He's going to bring them to repentance.
Va a traer a su familia al arrepentimiento.
But to see them hurting.
Pero a verlos doliendo.
Grieves him.
Lo duele a él.
He puts that pressure on us.
Porque él pone esta presión sobre nosotros.
Again, I've said it so many times.
De nuevo, he dicho varias veces.
To bring us to repentance.
A traernos al arrepentimiento.
Because it's what we need.
Porque es lo que necesitamos.
It doesn't bring God joy.
No trae gozo a Padre.
To cause us pain.
A causarnos dolor.
It doesn't cause him joy to mess up our fun.
No lo causa gozo a acabar con nuestra diversión.
He chastens his children.
Nos disciplina.
Because it's what we need.
Porque es lo que necesitamos.
The psalmist says the sacrifices of God.
The psalmista dice los sacrificios de Dios.
Are a broken.
Son un corazón.
And a contrite heart.
Roto y contrito.
These things he will not despise.
Esas cosas no menosprecia.
And because this is what God loves.
Y por eso es lo que Dios ama.
He will do what he needs to do.
Él va a hacer lo que él tiene que hacer.
To bring us to that point.
Para traernos a este punto.
His tenderness.
Su ternura.
He doesn't enjoy causing us pain.
Él no disfruta causarnos dolor.
As a loving father.
Como un padre amoroso.
That cares for his children.
Como cuida sus hijos.
He has to bring us to that place.
Él tiene que traernos a este lugar.
He has to inflict.
Él tiene que infligir en nosotros.
He has to put us in the cooker.
Tiene que ponernos en la olla.
Peter says, pure gold is pure gold because it's refined.
Pedro dice, el oro puro es puro porque es refinado.
By fire.
Por fuego.
He turns the heat up.
Él prende el calor.
Not because he's some sick, twisted, evil God.
No porque es un Dios malo.
Because he's good.
Pero porque es bueno.
Because he's tender.
Porque es ternura.
And he rejoices.
Y él regocija.
All heaven rejoices.
Todo los cielos regocija.
When one sinner.
Cuando un solo pecador.
Is brought to repentance.
Está traído al arrepentimiento.
You know what God has to do?
¿Sabes lo que Dios tiene que hacer?
To get us there.
A traernos ahí.
He disciplines his children.
Cuando un padre correctamente disciplina a sus hijos.
Not out of anger.
No de enojo.
Not out of selfishness.
No de egoísmo.
When he does it rightly.
Cuando lo hace correctamente.
It is as our parents always tell us.
Es como nuestros padres nos dicen.
It hurts me worse than it hurts you.
Me duele a mí más que duele a ti.
But it's necessary.
Pero es necesario.
And we see that.
Y lo vemos esta.
But it's so good that we see this tenderness.
Pero es bueno que vemos esta ternura.
You want to share something?
I'm just going to make a point. Solo iba a hacer un punto.
Go ahead, brother.
We see this with Hosea and Gomer. Vemos esta con Oseas y Gomer. What happens is God leads Gomer to the wilderness. Dios lleva a Gomer al desierto. And it says he takes her out there and breaks her. Dice que él lo lleva ahí y lo rompe su corazón. And one of the most beautiful things that I love, one of the cosas más hermosas que lo veo, amo, is the text says, the texto dice, that the Lord spoke tenderly to her. Que el Señor habló tiernamente a ella. And so he breaks her. That's verse 14 in chapter 2, versículo 14 and capítulo 2. Yeah, and therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her. Dice in versículo 14, pero he aquí que yo la atraeré y la llevaré al desierto y hablaré con a su corazón. And it's just beautiful how the Lord does that to us. Es hermoso como el Señor hace eso en nosotros. He's good. Es bueno. And Hebrews reminds us, Hebreos nos recuerda. This is what he does to his children. This is lo que hace con sus hijos. Why is it that we can't be like others? Porque nosotros no podemos ser como otros. Because he doesn't leave us to be like that. No nos deja ser eso. It's like our kids, como nuestros hijos. Why can't I be like the other kids? ¿Por qué no puedo hacer como los otros niños? Why can't I do what they do? ¿Por qué no puedo hacer lo que ellos hacen? Because we love you. Porque te amamos. Right? I'm not going to let you. No te voy a dejar. Right? Amen. You may have a question or comment. Alguien tiene pregunta o comentario. Aunque duele, nos lleva a gozo verdadero. Lo que me sorprende es como José estaba tan compuesto. No los atacó, ¿no? Él podía reaccionar diferente. Nosotros cómo reaccionamos cuando estamos en su posición. So, I'd like to say two things. Me gustaría decir dos cosas. First, primero, he was in prison a long time. Estaba en cárcel mucho tiempo. Tomas de la casa de Potifras recientemente en cárcel and put his brothers before him y poner sus hermanos en frente de él. His reaction might be different. Su reacción tal vez será diferente. But sanctification, the work of the Holy Spirit over Joseph, the trabajo del Espíritu Santo sobre José. Then Pharaoh knows it. Pharaoh lo sabe. The Spirit of God's in you. The Spirit of Dios está en él, right? And so you see the work of the Spirit on Joseph's life. Obra del Espíritu Santo en la vida de José. The maturing of faith, madurez de fe, no? So he gets perspective through sanctification. Él recibe perspectivo a través de sanctificación. And the other thing, the segunda cosa, is that sometimes we react differently than we think we would have. A veces reaccionamos diferente que pensamos que hubiéramos hecho. And that is the restraining grace of God. This is the gracia restringida de Dios, right? So sometimes we think about a situation later. A veces pensamos en una situación después and we think, man, I really responded in grace. Yo respondí en gracia, no? And it's not us. No es nuestro. It's the Holy Spirit restraining us. The Espíritu Santo restringiéndonos, no? And one more thing. Una cosa más. I think you see the nature of this story. Ves en naturaleza de esta historia. And you say, what is Moses' intent in writing this? Y dices, ¿cuál es el intento de Moisés escribiendo esto? The intent is to show us the gospel. La intención es mostrarnos el evangelio. This is probably the easiest story in the Old Testament. Tal vez es la historia más fácil en el Antiguo Testamento to see the type and shadow. A ver el tipo y sombra. It's so clear. Tan claro. His blood is required. No? Su sangre es requerido. No? It demands his blood. Demanda su sangre. Amen. His timing is perfect. Uh-huh. Su tiempo es perfecto. Amen. Amen. So we might say, well, why did Joseph have to be in prison for so long? Tal vez decimos, ¿por qué José tiene que estar encarcelado tanto tiempo? Why couldn't it be from Potiphar's house to prison to, ¿por qué no de un día a la casa de Potiphar a otro día cárcel? Why did he have to let the cupbearer and all of this? ¿Por qué tiene que dejar la copera y todo eso? God, in his great providence, set the whole thing up. Dios, en su gran providencia, lo puso todo. I mean, if it just doesn't rain for a year, si no solo llueve por un año, they're not going to Egypt for food. No van a ir a Egipto por comida. It's just beautiful. It's hermoso. Amen.